Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
A 106-degree heat index Tuesday afternoon as the second-ranked South Panthers of Dustin Carver trailing Garen Catholic in Westfield heading into the Champions Round at Prairie View up in Carmel. Panthers trailed Garen by 9 shots. They shot a Southsiders did, a 308. Happy Gilmore, Jacob Payne, T14 on the leaderboard after 4 overs, 76s.
We just struggled on holes 13 through 18, roughly. But, I mean, Jake stayed steady, obviously, there. But we got to clean some things up, and I think that we'll make a run at it. 9 strokes is not a lot. Center Grove came back from 10 last year to win the state championship. And so I know the boys weren't happy when they walked off, but they're also going to be anxious to get out there to compete and see if we can make a run at the state championship.
Dustin Carver mentioning Jake Payne, who had to be treated post-round with heat exhaustion. Only one player under par yesterday, Garen Catholic's Connor McNeely is 71. 2 others were even, everyone else over on a scorcher of a day, and today could wind up even hotter. Thought for this day, the failures and successes are necessary for learning. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
While the second-ranked South Panthers of Dustin Carver try to catch Garen Catholic trailing by 9 and sitting in third place at the state championships up in Carmel at Prairie View, Friday, Eagle Point welcomes the 10th annual Cougar Football Scramble. Head coach Scott Bless.
Right now we're at about 22 teams. I think last year we hit our high water mark of 30 teams.
Prizes awarded for the top 3 teams. Longest drive, closest to the pin. What's it meant over the years when you look at this event, this being the 10th annual? What's it meant?
Well, you know, this is probably each year winds up being about our biggest fundraiser for the 12th man club. And, you know, the 12th man club, they do everything from coaches support, team dinners, bus meals. You know, they're kind of our team behind the team. And, you know, they help each year. They make a contribution to equipment for the players. You know, it's just been a great organization for us. The biggest fundraiser they do each year.
Cougar football coach Scott Bless. Registration, a box lunch at noon. The shotgun start 1 o'clock Friday for the North Football Scramble at Eagle Point. Our thought for this Wednesday, you know, confidence is what happens when you've done the hard work that entitles you to succeed. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.